I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I'm seeing that sun burning outside.
Yeah.
How is your dome? Are you protected from the rays? Well, the KISW Classic Trucker Cap, that'll get her done. Plus, of course, it's vented in the back, so you will not get overheated. See? That's what the whole idea is for.
Especially for hotheads like you.
Oh, yeah, baby. Let me tell you, I know. I mean, the difference between a vented cap, you know, really a snapback and a regular is, you know, you sweat like a moe. But you know what? Not with the KISW Classic Trucker Cap. It looks good, too. It's got the black front, dark charcoal gray black. Awesome, iconic rock symbol on it. Come on.
Damn straight.
You want more? You know where to go get it. Get it now for someone you care about in your life. You know what's coming. You're going to have to buy stuff for people. So get a bunch now. KISW.com.
Let's play B. Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B. Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B. Migs. You're a loser.
It is time.
Yeah, get some tacos.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you have to wait till after the show.
If
you guys are out there in Radio Land, you can go get them right now if you want.
Oh, where is this Radio Land you speak of?
Everyone out there that we're talking to.
Radio Land.
Magical Radio Land. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Dustin in Bellevue. Dustin, are you there?
Yes.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Ravi's playing for tickets to see Bring Me the Horizon. They're going to be at the Wamu Theater on October 16th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. Your tickets are available now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out.
For those playing at home, Dustin will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Dustin, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
In soccer, which player is allowed to use his or her hands in the field of play?
Holy.
Yes. Which Australian bird is most closely related to the ostrich?
Flamingo.
No.
Pass.
What automobile company makes the Sonata?
Kia.
No.
Toyota.
No.
Ford.
No. In the children's game, what color is Rover?
Red.
Yes. In the Bible, Lot's wife was turned into a pillar of what?
Salt.
Yes. How many ships did Columbus set sail with on his initial voyage to the New World?
How many what?
How many ships did Columbus set sail with
one.
On
it?
No.
Two.
No.
Three.
Yes. If a business files under Chapter 11, what is it doing?
Bankruptcy.
Yes. What sort of animal is Disney's Dumbo?
Elephant.
Yes. Which band member of the Sex Pistols died of a drug overdose?
Pass.
Ah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, correct.
Rev, do you know the names of those ships?
Yes.
Oh, you do? You
yeah.
Remember? That's the only thing I remember. Like, something stay in your head. How about Vicky? Do you know the names of the ships? The Columbus ships? How about you, Joe? No.
One?
Was it the Santa Maria?
That's one.
There's one.
Pinta.
Oh, very good.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh,
this
first one is actually easy.
Yeah, it's usually the one you remember
that's
first.
That's the one you remember.
Clementine, I don't know.
Clementine. Yes, that's a Spanish word, Clementine.
Yeah.
No, all no, right. no. We'll have to see.
Good
if,
job, Vic.
We'll have to see if Steve
remember two
knows.
Of them, though.
Yeah. It's not too bad.
It's funny. I got those in my head. Why are they there? I don't need to
right?
know those.
You don't need that. It's like useless information.
Yeah,
you'll
it really
never
is.
Have to know.
And there are things I forget in life all because I keep that in my head. I got to get it out of there. I wish I could clean that hard drive a little bit.
Oh, you really defrag it a little bit?
Yeah.
Steve.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
In soccer, which player is allowed to use his or her hands in the
goalkeeper.
Field of play? Yes.
Goalkeeper.
Which Australian bird is most closely related to the ostrich?
Oh, flamingo.
No.
Jimmy Jack.
Jimmy Jack.
Yeah. An Aussie bird.
No.
Hello.
What automobile company makes the Sonata?
Hyundai.
Yes. In the children's game, what color is Rover?
Red.
Yes.
Rover.
In the Bible, Lot's wife was turned into a pillar of what?
Sand.
No.
Oh, crap. a pillar of water.
No.
Of gold.
No.
I'm farting on that one. I'm farting. Yeah.
How many ships did Columbus set sail with on his initial voyage to
Three.
The New World? Yes. If a business files under Chapter 11, what's it doing?
It's going bankrupt.
Yes. What sort of animal is Disney's Dumbo?
An elephant.
Yes.
With big ears.
Which band member of the Sex Pistols died of a drug overdose?
Sid Vicious.
Yes. Which Hemsworth brother married Miley Cyrus?
Chris.
No.
Liam.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win 8-6.
Wow.
Sorry, Dustin.
It's not too soon,
right.
Rev. Well, too soon with that. Liam and Miley. I'm still broken up over those two leaving.
Are you
other.
Really?
Salt. I am.
Salt.
There you go. Good job, pal.
Thanks, Rain Man.
Yeah, really.
Definitely salt.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Dustin got that one correct, but ultimately Dustin did lose.
Sorry, Dustin.
So, I mean, Steve, that means I'm not going to let you forget. You get a winner song there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Why would you like let him?
Come on.
We've got tradition here. We got to uphold right. the integrity of this fine
See,
game.
Somebody has to, BJ.
Oh, please. You guys are all jerks.
Yeah, you did miss Lot's wife was turned into a pillar of salt. Dustin
cool.
did get that one correct.
Yeah.
You both, though, missed the Australian bird that most closely resembles an ostrich. You both guessed flamingo, which I was kind of surprised about.
Is that a kiwi?
No, a kiwi's the itty-bitty one that it's in New Zealand.
Oh, all right, never mind then.
The kiwi actually kind of looks like a kiwi. It's tiny.
All right.
No, it's the emu.
That's...
Oh, the emu.
Yes.
Yeah.
The emu.
All right.
Yeah. So, congratulations, Steve. You won with 8 correct.
Well, caller number 8, guess what you're doing. You're checking out Bring Me the Horizon at Wamuu Theater. Caller number 8, 206-421-ROCK. Congratulations, caller number 8. Good for you. BuzzFeed ran this survey, said, okay, folks, food drops on the floor. Which one will you eat? Which one won't you eat if food drops on the floor?
This just happened when we were in the hotel in Chicago. We all got together and did a ceremonial shot in Vicky and Sarah's room.
Uh-huh.
And we're all eating chips. And I grabbed some chips and they just fell on the floor. And I just leaned right back down and grabbed them and put them right in my mouth.
Yeah.
It was weird because he maintained eye contact the entire time and he asserted his dominance.
And I could tell Vicky was disgusted by it.
Because it's a hotel floor.
Yeah.
Vicky's OCD. I knew she would probably be sick of that.
As soon as it went down, I went and picked it up. It was less than 5 seconds.
Doesn't matter. Once it hits that hotel floor.
And those chips were delicious.
Yeah, probably because you're doing DNA flavored.
Oh, give me a break. Like, it had that much time to pick up the DNA.
Oh,
they weren't scoops. They were regular chips.
It soaked in sauce, Steve. Good job.
I'm still here.
Yeah. Hey, you are. Yeah. So, all right, chips. That's not on this list, but that probably has got to be in with French fries, right? Would you have French fries dropped on the floor? Would you in the potato family?
It depends how greasy they are.
Yeah, because it picks stuff up. See, that chip I knew wasn't going to pick up like any like hairs or something.
Oh,
but
you,
if a French fry fell on the ground, I wouldn't touch it.
Oh, I would. I'll take a risk. I love that French fry.
Not
so
on
much.
A carpet. Not on something that where it could pick up like dust and
all right.
stuff. Yeah.
How about a cookie?
Oh, yeah, cookie's fine.
Because people said, 74% of the people said they eat a French fry. 95% of the people said they'd eat a cookie if it hit the floor.
See, I do it when I'm... So I had these cookies on my nightstand. They were the Thin Mints.
Oh, yeah.
And I dropped one.
Oh, you always pick them up.
And I picked it up, and I was like, I don't want to throw it away, but I don't want to eat it either. So I left it on my nightstand until one night I got drunk, and then I ate it.
Oh,
because I knew I didn't care when I was drunk.
That is... You know what? You live a very interesting life.
Yeah, don't ask what's in my brain.
Okay. I think Joey D's actually would pick this up off the floor. It's one of his favorite treats. A Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I think it really does boil down to what kind of what can it pick up off of the floor? Like, we were going back to the French fries. Like, a Reese's peanut butter cup? Yeah, I mean, that thing could be on the ground for, like, a day, and I would still pick it up and eat it.
It's still the chocolate could pick up something, though, if it gets a little warm.
Melty, I guess, yeah. I mean, an air-conditioned home.
Okay.
I'm not going to sit there for a day on the ground.
All right, fine.
If you pick it up and it has a hair on it, do you still eat it?
It depends.
Like, can I get hair? You can remove the hair, but you know it's there.
Yeah, I mean, I've had meals brought to me at restaurants, and I've seen hair, and it doesn't freak me out. I'm like, you know what? It's just it's unfortunate that probably the cook has a beard or, you know, a piece of hair.
I try to imagine a supermodel is back there cooking for me.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That way it's like, all right.
Right.
This is Heidi Klum's hair.
Jessica Alba's making me my mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, there you go.
Of course it's her hair.
All right.
I just pick it, and I mean, I'm not going to get all worked up over it. It doesn't affect my eating. I know it would probably affect Vicky's, though.
So those three things I mentioned, a cookie, a Reese's peanut butter cup, French fries, yeah, people will pretty much eat those off the floor. But then the rest of the list, people will still eat this stuff, but the majority of us will not.
Okay.
So I think this next one depends on how it lands.
Oh.
Depending on the pudding.
Pudding?
Is there a safe way for pudding to me?
How are you ever eating floor pudding, dude?
Well, if it's in a cup of pudding and it lands still on the plastic.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Oh, all right. Now he's the stupid guy, you two.
Well, the pudding's never hit the floor. A container of anything.
I just thought the same thing.
So stupid.
Okay. Yeah, obviously, if a container of something hits the floor on the right way, yes, you can continue to eat from it, Steve. Thank you.
Well,
pudding. No.
Toast?
Very close, Rev.
Sandwich.
That's also very close as well. I'm talking pizza. A piece of pizza.
Oh, yeah. If it lands on the crust bottom, I'll at least try to brush it off and see if I can salvage it.
Oh, I'll totally salvage it.
Yeah, if it goes face down, I'm not touching that.
That's what I'm saying, but only 50% of us will eat it. That's it. So half of us are like not touching that pizza no matter what.
Oh, no. If it's on crust side, I'm okay with that.
This one here, I want to see how Steve answers this because this is Steve's favorite food.
Sushi.
What would you do if that hit the floor?
I wouldn't touch it.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch it either.
Really?
It's typically pretty sticky.
What if it was the whole roll, Steve? You just ordered it and you flipped it up and it hit the floor. What are you going to do? The whole roll's on the floor.
Well, I mean, there was this one time in my car.
Here we go.
It wasn't like... I mean, yeah.
Here we go.
I would probably, it depends. Like, if it's like nigiri, where it's the fishy.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't touch it.
Yeah, probably can't do it. But if it's just the rice covered, you know.
Yeah, like, I would still.
Yeah,
I
mean, or, you know.
It would depend on how hungry I am and how much money I have in my pocket.
So if it's rice on the outside with just a thin wrapping of the paper.
Yeah.
But if it's the full paper, sure.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But if it's like a nigiri or sashimi, no, I'm not going anywhere near that.
And your floor, by the way, is just horrible.
Which floor are we talking about?
In the car. Everyone's car floor is horrible.
Well,
it's the worst place to drop stuff.
It's on the passenger side, so it gets less use.
Oh, is that what you're saying? Okay.
Oh, yeah. If it falls on the floor where I am, I'm not touching anything.
All right.
I barely want to put my feet on that floor.
Here's the next one, spaghetti and meatballs. Who's going to do that?
What? No one.
6% of people say they would eat spaghetti and meatballs off the floor.
That seems high.
That's very high. I love a good meatball, though. That'd be tough.
If it doesn't have the sauce on the meatball yet, I mean, I'm willing to take the chance.
Oh, it's still moist if you got a good meatball, dude. Even sauceless, a good meatball is going to pick up. How about bread covered in jelly landing jelly side down?
Nope.
5% of America says, I'll do it anyway. And then finally,
if you got like hit up by somebody, like, would you like to partake in a survey? And they're like, sure.
Yeah.
And you're thinking it's going to be some really interesting thing. And they're asking you, would you eat food if the bread hits the ground and the jelly hits the floor?
Then I would realize, okay, so you must be looking for idiots. This isn't the smart person survey. You're probably doing that somewhere else. Finally, I think I would do this just because I love this. But only 4% of the people will do this. An ice cream cone with the ice cream touching the ground.
Oh, if it's Molly Moon's, I'm still eating it.
Yeah, really? I'll find
if
a way
scoop
to...
scoop falls off, I'm scooping it back on and putting it in.
Wow. Yeah, I would scoop the part and leave the puddle on the ground. And I just...
I got you.
That's what I would do. Come on, dude. It's Molly Moon's.
A plastic knife so you can cut it off.
I'll use the cone part. Use the cone as a sharp part.
Oh,
come on, man. Use it as a scooper.
Do you guys ever do that thing where like you drop like something like cheesecake or a cone, right? It drops down and then someone watches you scoop it all up and you're like, oh, don't worry, I got this. You put on your surgeon gloves and you do a little surgery on it. You cut all of the parts that hit the ground around it and then still eat it.
I had not done that, Joe.
I don't ever get gloves to do it, but I would eat the top part of the cheesecake.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be proud of me when...
Oh, yeah? Am I going to be proud of you? Okay.
I almost ate somebody's room service while we were in Chicago.
What?
You got that blasted?
That Thursday night, man. All bets were off. I was walking back, and a few of us were going back towards the rooms, and we're all going our own separate ways. We're on similar floors, and all of a sudden, there's a...
The room service outside the door.
Let's look and see what's in there. And then we were placing bets. Like, I bet there's French fries. I bet there was French fries and chicken tenders. And your boy was right.
Oh,
he probably smelt them from the elevator.
And one of those chicken tenders, which was a very hearty-looking chicken tender, had no bites, no touching of it. And I was so tempted.
Oh, man.
But I got a weird look from the people I was around.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? If it was with my people, you guys, I would have had no problem eating that. I almost went back and got it.
That's what I was wondering.
I
was like,
disappointed.
Yeah. By the time I got back into the room, all bets were off, and I just kind of passed out.
Oh, okay, man. You had your chance.
I did.
I don't know how somebody can leave anything on a plate. That's my problem. I could never leave anything on a plate. When you look at my room service plate, there's nothing there.
You see the price of the damn room service?
Yeah.
Like the food? It's like, how do you do? You're just like basically burning money at that point.
Oh, those people must have the dough.
Yeah, I mean, it must be nice living that kind of lifestyle where you cannot finish all your chicken tenders.
It must be nice. He's leaving them out for the peasants, Steve, like you, to come along.
Could you imagine if the person opened the door as I'm like...
Oh, that would be so
and I
great.
Like, I'm like looking at the lid and I'm like, there's French... And I'm not even whispering. I'm like... French fries and chicken tenders.
Oh, yeah. I am in the room going, okay. I got a porch pirate outside my hotel room.
There's a caveman outside of our room.
Yeah, that's great. Well, it is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? Stealing chicken tenders? Whatever you want to talk about, man. It's your call. We got your calls. We got your texts at 917 on the
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. Brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. Hey, Steve!
Yeah?
Stop freaking! Call Beacon.
Stop freaking. Call Beacon.
That's right, man. Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic. This is where you guide the show. In other words, you listen to Steve and all of his stupid opinions.
Yep.
And you finally get the call in and you tell it like it is.
That's right.
All right? I'm with you, brother, sister, other...
Brother.
All you have to do is call 206-421-ROCK or text us at 77999. But when you do, Steve does have a rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, they'll be gone, PJ. And we'll have to say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So I want to say, hey, BJ, thanks for talking about the show The Boys on Amazon Prime. Oh, I watched on your recommendation, it's awesome. I can't wait for season two.
Tune in. And I held out for so long because I didn't want to watch the last episode because then it would be gone.
Oh, it's kind of like that last cookie in the cookie bag.
Oh, and it ended so well, too. Like, he's right. It's like the way the last episode ended, you're like, come on, where's the next episode?
Yeah, I wanted to keep binging it, but the stupid season was over.
And, you know, I'll tell you, man, the whole season is pretty action-packed as far as, like, just there's a lot going on. You know, not necessarily, like, fights so much, but just, like, there's so much drama, but, like, good dude drama going on. You're like, you want to see what the hell's going to happen next. And, it's so good.
A few people have been texting in earlier this morning saying that your boy, Brother Weeze, has been talking about you on the radio today.
Has he really?
In fact, my buddy Benny, who used to live here, he worked with the T-Birds, but now he's back home. And you met Benny before.
Yeah, Benny's a good dude. Exactly. Him and his dad were great, great dudes over there in Rochester.
Awesome guys. Yeah. And he just said, hey, here's a little soundbite for you of Weeze talking about BJ's money. And he texted me. It's a video of his radio. So he started listening.
Oh.
He listens to Weeze. And so he just took out his phone and video recorded his radio.
Oh, that's cool.
So you could hear, I guess they were discussing your obsession with board games.
Oh, yes.
Do you want to hear Weeze talk about it? Granted, it's from a cell phone, but...
Yeah, he asked me what I kind of like do with my cash. Uh-huh. I remember the conversation. We had a great dinner. We had a great dinner. Weeze knew the guy that knew the guy who owns Gibson's, which if you watch the league, that's where those dudes would always get together and have dinner and talk about their fantasy football picks.
Okay.
So he takes me to this place and he goes, I know the guy that owns that place. I'm like... I don't think Weeze watched the league, but I'm like, dude, this is an iconic Chicago joint from a show that I watched. I can't believe. And so we got a nice dinner. It was so awesome. I mean, Weeze knows everybody, and I know nobody, so I was so happy. But he goes, bruh, I mean, you got to make a good living. What the hell are you doing with all your money if you're not going to places? And I go, I said, I got a slight board game addiction, and I showed him the pictures of my game, like where I keep all my games on the shelves. Uh-huh. He and his wife, they were like, what? And then I showed him all the painted game pieces that I have, told him how much I had to spent on that. I shouldn't have told him how much I spent on that. Even my wife doesn't know how much I spent on those game pieces.
Well, at least he doesn't have, you know, a microphone or a radio show where he can go on the air and talk about your obsession with board games.
Yeah, he couldn't believe it because he plays games. He goes, bruh, I don't understand how you can play a game where at the end you don't win or lose money. Because that's the only game he plays is poker.
Yeah, that's what he discusses here. Here's the clip of Brother Weeze explaining to his listening audience how you're obsessed with board games.
Is it video games or is it like live in person?
No, these are board games.
Board games.
All board games.
Yeah.
But he's got a whole radio on it and podcasts. He's got shirts and he's got a club. And I guess to play in his crib, by the way, the games, 12 hours.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh,
12
my God.
Hours. I said, Beach. He said, Weeze, you couldn't, don't even come around. You couldn't even think of it. And I couldn't. I could play poker for 16 hours.
Right.
But there's my, and that's the other thing I asked him. What happens when you win? Nothing.
Yeah, what does it? No money on the ground?
It's so true.
He couldn't get it. He couldn't wrap his head around it.
You could tell that bothered him. What, you going to play a game for 12 hours and you don't walk away with cash?
So I had to show him, of course. He goes, what's your favorite game? And I go, all right, well, here's the game I love.
Oh, boy.
And I showed him Twilight Imperium, and I showed him what the table looks like. And he just looked at it. Because, you know, Twilight Imperium's got a skillion pieces everywhere, and it looks just massively complex. And he just looked at that. He goes, what the hell is that? That takes up the whole table. And you win no money. There's nothing at the end. You don't get any money. I'm like, nope.
Like, no, I spend money, a lot of money, to have these games.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't say how much it cost.
He might have, but my buddy Benny didn't pick up that moment.
Benny, please do not let my wife hear that audio. I'm embarrassed. It's so funny. Everybody has their obsessions. And look, when you are lucky enough in life to have enough money to support something in a healthy way, and that's what I told Weeze. I said, look, I can't get hurt on this. No matter how crazy I go on Amazon, I mean, I can't spend too much money on it because the price point's so low for some of these games.
And I mean, you know, the worst that's happening, you're not getting a full night's sleep because you're playing games all night. But I mean, like, you're not doing anything awful to you. I mean, I get goof about it, but it's, I mean, you've created a community with that thing.
Well, you're absolutely right, Steve. You know, I mean, I get now why people love church, because there's a community. And I didn't realize what it was like, because I have to tell you, there are some people in the board game community where I'm like, man, I don't like a lot of stuff that's happening in the community itself, like the powers that be. But I still like the people. So it's like
So they're like those crazy televangelists.
Yes. There are some crazy, crazy extremists in the board game community that I'm like, oh, my God, I wish they weren't here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but the people themselves are cool, and it's definitely changed my life. I mean, one of my best friends, I mean, really, my best friend Josh and I don't think I would ever know this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we laughed about it because his wife is the one that connected us. Both of us wouldn't even have known each other, but his wife was like, I'm just going to tell BJ we're a big board game group, and BJ will come play with us. And I really thought they were. I thought they were a huge group, and it was just like five of them. And
that's funny.
And we met at the Mox Boarding House of Bellevue, and we just played some games. And next thing you know, it's like Josh is like my best game buddy. And so it's been really great, but I have spent a little bit of money on it.
Just a tad.
Just a tad.
Just
it was so great to be able to have Weeze go, I don't know anything about this. It's hard to impress Weeze because he's done everything in life. He's been to three tours of NAMM.
Yep.
He's seen everything.
And if you listen to our show yesterday, he's allowed people to do things to him.
Yeah.
That surprised a lot of people back in the day.
Oh,
nowadays, I don't think it would be as surprising, but it's still surprising because of the way that he delivers those stories.
Yeah. He's a gem, and he won an award this year, and I love him to death, man. I was so happy to spend some time with him. It was great.
Dude, he's the best.
And listen, you
fall in love with that guy. Yeah, I love that dude.
You alluded to it yesterday, and you know, if it goes to plan, like, and Weez told me himself, if I get the award next year, you know, the big thing, it's a great award to get because Kid Craddock is a great, you know, a great legend in our business who unfortunately left this planet way too early. So that's a nice part of that award. But the other cool part about that award is that somebody gives it to you, and mm-hmm. I can't imagine anybody giving it to me but him. I mean, it's a massive honor because I think Weez, frankly, I think he's the greatest talent our business ever saw, except he decided to stay in Rochester, so nobody knows about him. But Howard Stern's amazing. There's no doubt about it. I put Weez on that level for talent. I really, really do. And even better, actually, if you ask me.
Well, it was funny because he shared that whole story of, like, back in the day when Howard Stern was, you know, doing the whole syndicated thing. And whenever he would get added to a new market, he would try and do whatever he could to destroy the competition in that market. And I remember being a kid listening to him. He'd go to Cleveland, he'd attack whoever. He would go to Chicago, he'd attack whoever, and so on and so forth. So when Howard got syndicated in Rochester, I guess, you know, Weez is the big dog there.
Yeah.
So he wanted to go after him. But the problem with Weez was everybody else he would go after had all these skeletons in their closet and these secrets. So Howard would find those out from people and then exploit them for that. And that's how he beat them. He would have funerals for these people. Whereas with Weez, he was such an open book. He shared stories of that no one else would share on the radio. He gave Howard no ammunition. And that's why Weez was able to beat him in Rochester.
That is all true. There's also a part of the story that Weez left out, and I was wondering if he was being kind.
Oh.
And I'm wondering if, you know, I actually want to say it because actually.
Say it.
Because Weez got
in a fight about board games. Yeah. Say it.
It's no, and it's not. This isn't a negative against Weez.
I know.
It's a negative against Howard. And I think Weez was actually being kind, but I'm going to tell the story anyway because it happened. And Weez got an apology phone call from Howard Stern. Howard has, you know, turned his life around. If you've watched the documentaries and if you've seen the interviews, Howard has found therapy and.
He has a new book. I haven't picked it up yet.
I've heard it's fantastic.
I hope to read it one day.
I wouldn't mind getting that book. If somebody wants to buy me that book for a gift, I'll read it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what happened. Because if I'm not mistaken, I think I was there when this happened, when he came to Rochester. I don't know if I was like, had just left, but really, you know, just kept talking with Weez, or if it happened while I was there. But here's what went down. This is a real, I mean, this is what happens, you know, when you're doing that kind of radio. If you ask Howard, I think that he might regret this out of most things he had ever done in his life. And he got it, like we said at the place, when Howard went to a town, he'd have people do research or he'd do research on the top guy there.
Get the dirt.
Get the dirt on him. Well, somebody gave him some bad dirt, and really, really bad dirt, like bad intel.
Oh.
He said that Weez abandoned, the guy said to him, Weez has a special needs daughter, and he abandoned her and never, ever does anything with her.
Whoa.
So Howard goes on the radio and decides he's going to do that. Well, bad intel. And talk about timing. When Howard's on the radio on his new show doing that, well, this happens to be the week that Weez's special needs daughter is visiting, and we're on the radio with her. And it was something we would do. She would come every year because she, you know, her mom and her live in Philadelphia. It was Weez's first marriage. And so it was one of those things where, you know, he was a single parent, non-custodial. But, you know, whenever the summers were around, he'd fly her out and they'd hang out. And, you know, she's a wonderful, delightful child. And actually, Weez was telling me stories about how now she's even more big on the air. Like, she does a lot more stuff and
that's
she's great.
Awesome.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So Howard's going, Weez has a special needs daughter. She's he's a horrible parent, blah, 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 trying to make him look like a bad guy the week that she's in town. And it was completely a horrible piece of intel. And Howard never, ever mentioned, I think, Weez ever again because he
fell between his legs kind of a moment.
Well, because Weez was just like, you know, and it was, it hurt Weez because he did an interview. And you know how real Weez is. Weez is like, look, say what you want about me, but my poor kid, isn't her life tough enough that you got to be this much of a jerk to try to win a radio war? You'll bring some special needs kid in?
Yeah, to sensationalize something, and it's not even true.
And I will tell you this. Howard did eventually, when he turned his life around, the guy called me and apologized. He said he was one of the worst things he'd ever done.
Wow.
He didn't do it on air, but he did it privately and called Weez on the phone. And I give Howard credit because whoever does that, but that was one, I really think if you ask Howard, that might be one of the most embarrassing things he's ever done. Took the advice of somebody else and ended up really, at first it blew up in his face. And then secondly, it's like, yeah, you did bring a special needs kid. Why did you have to do that?
I think I'd prefer, I think him calling him one-on-one is a way more stand-up thing than going on the radio and making... I know some people are like, no, you should publicly apologize, but I think making the point to actually talk to the person that you hurt...
I agree.
I think that's the stand-up thing to do, and I think if you just went on the air and apologized and never reached out to Weeze, I think then it's just more about the ego of the show.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, I want this sympathy by saying something. I think that's really cool that he took the time out to call somebody and say, look, I was wrong.
Yeah. And I don't
a solid
think,
thing.
As far as I know, I don't think he ever beat Weeze at that point. I heard, if I remember correctly. Yeah. So it's yeah. So that's the story behind the story. And I thought it was really interesting that Weeze didn't tell that part of it.
He kind of alluded to something, but he didn't go into that.
I think maybe the apology, Weeze just was thinking, you know what, I don't need to make the guy look bad.
Plus, but, I think he wanted to share his story about the guy who did certain things to
that's a good point.
I mean, which one got the bigger laugh?
You're right.
So I think that's what he went for.
It's a very, very good point.
He's an entertainer, BJ, first and foremost.
You're absolutely right. And me, more I'm like a bitter guy that goes, you know what, that was a horrible thing. And yeah, so there we go. All right, it is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. We got more of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on the Rock.
BJ and Migs mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's the Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Going to go back to board games. Someone texted in a pretty cool story, and it's going to make you like the band Fall Out Boy, BJ.
Oh, okay.
All right, this person says, I moved the drummer of Fall Out Boy. His entourage lives with him, and they have a $10,000 custom board game table. It was the only thing in the whole semi-truck that they cared about.
Oh, yeah.
So and you need to play board games with the drummer of Fall Out Boy.
Oh, man, I didn't know that. Yeah, I've seen, unfortunately, we had a company here that was on Shark Tank that actually made them called Geek Chic, and they were from this area, and unfortunately, they couldn't keep the business going. I wonder if he had one of their tables. There's a lot of great companies, but dude, those $10,000.
I mean, I can understand why you go out of business.
Oh.
I mean, I know board gaming is popular, but I don't think people buying $10,000 tables is very popular with board gamers.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. There's still other companies that sprung up. You just got to do it right, but... You also have to sell cheaper models. You can't just, I mean, the $10,000 model is the top of the line.
You need a $100 like mock version.
Oh, dude, no, not $100. You got to at least go up to like, you know, at least $1,000.
$1,000?
Yeah.
It's still a table. You talk about your board game parties where people are so cheap they don't show up with anything. What, they got all this money, now they're going to want to buy a board game
table? See, here's the thing. Components? This is why they don't have enough money to buy anything else in a store. They will spend it on the game accessories and the games themselves, but they won't care about the food or the place they're playing.
Or the table that they're playing on.
But here's the thing. If you go to any furniture store, you know a good table costs a lot of money.
I understand that.
That's what this is, good quality.
I'm nervous. We're going this weekend to get a new dining room table. I'm very worried
about
that.
See, Steve, you should get one of these. They're only like $3,000. Normal table, and then they have the felt underneath it, which are pretty amazing.
For all those times that my wife and I board game.
Yeah,
I know.
Perfect, Rev.
It's just that the price point seems crazy, but you know, you sit at your table and eat food and done. You don't really abuse your table a whole lot. Mm. Board game tables, you're really using it a lot more. You can't get a cheap one. You've got, otherwise it'll just fall apart.
That table is just going through the grind.
Yeah. I put my big Warhammer on there. You know a table can't take that, Steve.
Someone wanted to know, if we weren't in radio, what would our dream job be?
Oh, wow.
Now, does that have to be a collective dream job? Do we have to all still work together?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like we should work at McDonald's together. That'd be pretty hilarious.
Oh, my gosh, no.
We'd all be 400 pounds.
That's true. Yeah, and BJ has to be the person, the drive-through window person.
Oh, I have to be the drive-through guy?
Yes.
Man.
Because at some point, someone's going to piss you off, and that's going to make work entertaining.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. That works. That's your dream job, then. We're all at the drive-through.
I'll be in charge of the chicken McNuggets.
Oh, of course you will be, which means we'll never be able to have McNuggets
two
to give
for
anybody.
Me, one for the customer, two for me.
I'd like some McNuggets, please. Sorry, Steve ate them again.
And at our McDonald's, the saucer machine will always be working.
Oh,
nice.
That's the best part about being at that job, is we will make sure. Yeah, unless, of course, you're the one that has to clean it, Steve, then you might be the guy to go, never mind, we'll shut it off.
No, I'll have Danny do that. He's not here today.
He'll stay late and clean it while we're
all right,
done.
Dream job, if you weren't doing radio.
Dream job. Oh, well, here's the thing. It's still audio, but it could be television as well. I always wanted to be a baseball play-by-play announcer.
Okay.
I wanted to be Brock Meyer. That's who I wanted to be. And I really wanted to be on television.
So, alcoholic, divorced.
Well, the quality of his broadcasting, not necessarily his personal life.
And you can say you want to be Dave Niehaus.
Legend. Mean, whenever Rick Riz comes in studio, he doesn't know how much I fanboy on him. I try to be reasonable. But, like, I think Rick Riz has the greatest life ever.
Yeah.
He gets to hang out with all the former baseball players that, you know, I I love, and so to be able to like be in a booth next to him and talk the game.
But all the travel.
I'd love that.
See, that's funny, because I was thinking, it would be a married person, I don't know if I want to do the dream job, because then I wouldn't be home a lot, unless my wife could like travel with me. But I kind of would love, like, if my dream job would be work for the WWE, or any like AEW, one of the wrestling promotions, where like...
Wait. Your dream job would be in wrestling?
Yes.
Well, no, I didn't think
shocking.
That
would...
Wow, yeah. That blows my mind.
But see, it'd be cool, because I could do the talent relations thing.
Oh, yeah, you could.
Yeah, you know, how about all the women's wrestlers?
All the divas, yes.
No, there we go. Mm-hmm.
No, I could be the talent relations thing and like bring them into the radio stations and prep them for their interviews.
That's kind of fun.
I live that life, bro.
Yeah.
I've been through it. I can help them.
I've lived it, bro.
I know it.
All right.
I've been on the other side. I can help you guys.
Okay. I think that would be a fun job.
And I have a couple buddies that do. I'm like Mark, who always comes and brings the wrestlers when they come to town. And I mean, I would imagine it's a grind if you have a family. And I know he just had a kid. But if you're a single dude, or you know, or you're okay with like being apart from each other for a long period of time, that would be a super entertaining and just unique job, because you get to see the whole country.
So you have to do that all the time, whereas baseball you get months off.
It's true,
you know. But here's what I always you know, because I love Jerry Remy, who's an analyst for the Boston Red Sox, and he always talks about all the great places he eats food. Like he'll go to each city and he talks about how he gets the great barbecue every time they play the Royals. And I got to be thinking it's the same thing, you know. If we ever talk to Hyphen, you know, because I love Ryan Roland Smith and he does that. I wonder if Hyphen's getting the same thing where he and Rick Riz, next time we talk to Rick, man, they must get to eat at the greatest restaurants in every city.
Or they could just bone into the, just go into whatever club's Diamond Club, the version of the Diamond Club.
Oh, that's a good thing,
I feel like
too.
They should get a pass.
Yeah, oh, they should get a pass. Well, the media room, they treat it pretty good in the media room. I've seen the Seattle Mariners meeting room and they got some good chow up there.
Do they got soft pretzels?
I think they do have soft pretzels at the media room. I do.
Nice.
But man, I mean, that would be the life. And then you get to see baseball every day.
Dream job for Vicky.
Oh, I know what it is.
Oh, what is it?
No, better not be this cartoon voice thing.
No, actually.
It's gonna be like a coffee table. People can put stuff on her head.
Wow.
Wow, you're funny.
Thank you.
Actually,
I was gonna say something worse. I thought I better just go with the coffee.
There we go.
I was going to go down a very bad road, which I will see if you know.
I was very aware of that. Yeah. I could see the gear spinning, and then
I turned left.
You called an audible.
Yeah, I did.
You got sacked on it, but you called an audible.
I had to.
You know what? You probably saved injury for a few of the players by calling that audible.
I mean, I'll take the sack, because I was about to throw a pick six. So I was just like, you know what? I'll just take the sack.
I bet taking the sack was part of what you were going to say.
Hey.
Actually has to do with traveling. I thought it'd be really awesome to have one of those TV shows, whether it's a food show or just a travel show,
where I
go to different cities around the world and just show, hey, this is what the food's like. This is what, you know, the nightlife's like. Kind of like a Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, but for all kinds of things.
Didn't we talk to Bert Kreischer, though, and he says it's a great thing, but it's also a beating. Like, he just gets exhausted having to, when he did Trip Flip.
Well, especially if you're doing it for a television show. Yeah, yeah. He's constantly recording and reshooting. Mm-hmm. Somebody said Joey could be a manager at Hooters. It's not like you would hit on the ladies.
That's a good point.
Dude. Oh,
sad news.
Bad news right now.
Sad news.
What's
going on?
No more Hooters.
Yeah, the Tacoma Hooters.
Like last week, I think it shut down.
Gone.
So it's like Blockbuster. Like that was the last one.
No, we have one in Oregon.
Yeah, funny enough, there's one in Oregon.
Right when you cross
What's
over.
What's with Oregon? Oregon doesn't want to get rid of all the old stuff?
I guess, yeah.
Oregon loves hot chicks. Let's just admit it.
And also videos.
They were always my favorite in the Girls of the Pac-10 issues when I was a kid.
Wow.
That sounds so good.
What?
Resounding endorsement.
You really
there.
Are like a cliche. I mean, a wrestling fan who drools over the Hooters girls. I mean, really.
And Playboy.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
about
Playboy.
The Girls of the Pac-10 back in the day.
Oh, I remember the Girls of the Pac-10.
Yes.
We had a girl.
Dude, the Oregon girls were always the best. Say what you want about anyone else, but it was always, and it was always great because it was like, you know, you're a kid, teen, and it's like, oh, the Beavers.
Yep, go Beavers.
You know, we had one of the salespeople, one of our salespeople.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, you do remember.
She was in Playboy, she was a Cougar.
Yeah.
Washington State.
Yeah, and that was uncomfortable.
Why?
Well, because, you know, I mean, it's a coworker, and you know.
She was wearing clothes and work.
I know, but she wasn't in that magazine.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, if you saw any of your coworkers like naked in any way, shape, or form, you look at them differently. I don't want to.
I mean, I become more of a fan of them as a coworker.
Well, so was I. I was a big fan, let me tell you.
I remember her. She was cool.
She was cool, and also she looked perfect. She looked like she belonged in that magazine. So, I mean, she was... Anyway, yeah, she was a nice person.
That was forever ago.
I know.
Like,
Still haven't forgotten.
15, 16 years ago.
That was back before anybody might need a pill every once in a while. No, that's what that was. Oh, that's when naturally things could happen.
Is it weird now?
That's not weird. Just you talking about nature.
Brad, what's your dream job?
Railroad engineer.
Oh,
I want to be a train conductor.
Why?
Because driving trains sounds cool.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Actually, a good friend of my family, that he retired from the train business, but I think
really?
That's what he did. Yeah.
Would you go old school with those, like, the overalls, the pinstripe overalls?
Yeah, and the cap?
Yeah.
He does look
absolutely.
Like he'd make a good, like, old school engineer.
Absolutely.
You should dress like that for Halloween.
Oh. Yeah.
You know why he
I really
this?
Should.
It's steampunky. That's
yes.
why.
That, yeah. It doesn't hurt. Yeah. Like, if there was, like, a place where they did reenactments of, like, the old West towns and something,
yeah,
and they needed
it.
A train engineer, I would absolutely 100% leave everything and do it.
Were you a fan of Good and Plenty candies?
Oh, because of Good and Plenty, Good and Plenty, Good and Plenty, Good and Plenty.
Choo-choo Charlie was the name we hear.
Good and Plenty, Good and Plenty, Good and Plenty.
All the time there was this engineer.
Good and Plenty.
Okay, good job, buddy.
Yeah, no,
nobody knows that but you and me, Steve.
Well, Rev knows it.
I knew it.
Well, that's okay. Well,
and I hate licorice, so it's fine.
The two of you, the two of you.
That was the best jingle ever.
It was. I do miss some of those. I do miss some of those old, like, you know, jingles from back in the day. Now it's like, kids want all the pew, 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 and, you know.
The pew, 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 pew.
So there we go.
We've devastated a few people that have now learned that Hooters is no longer around.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, man, talk about, like, how the heroes just...
Well, you've had it
crumbling down.
You just had to change it, though. See, Hooters, yeah. Unfortunately, became, if you will, the name Hooters and all that. It was cute then, but now you've got Tilted Kilt and Twin Peaks. It's the same damn place, but you have to give it a more politically correct name.
Right. I do think that their bread and butter, those outfits, was also part of the demise. At some point, you had to change it up.
You had to make the adjustment.
And, yeah, I mean, and also, like, the chicken wings...
The food at some point has to be
Buffalo
good.
I think Buffalo Wild Wings probably put them out of business in Tacoma.
Oh, definitely.
I mean,
probably,
they were pretty close to each other in distance.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we've had that happen back when we used to play at the Meat Locker in the ice rink in Tacoma before they shut that one down. After we'd do our noon skate, sometimes like, we want some chicken wings. And someone would be like, how about Hooters? I'm like, no, how about Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah.
How do you not? And it's nothing like Hooters was fine, but compared to Buffalo Wild Wings?
You just knew anyway. You knew those girls weren't interested in you, and then for the food, you're like, well, I want good food then. You know, it doesn't, I mean, look, it's nice to have an attractive server, but, you know, you just, if I felt like when I went to a Hooters, it's like, I know you don't care about me. I know you're not dressing this way for me, and I'm really not supposed to be lusting after you, especially as I got to a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
It's never cool for a person of my age to be really digging anybody in their 20s. It's just not anymore. So it's like, I'm with you, Steve. Let me have some good food. But if the waitress is just dressed normally, you know, but in, like, you know, attractively, but in a normal server outfit, then it's, I can look and it's not a bad thing. But you know, if I'm sitting at Hooters, it says something, doesn't it? I walk into a Hooters and I feel like it makes me look like a lech because it's what I feel in my brain because...
I think early days there was that stigma, but I think they got to a point, like even one person says, my girlfriend saw that Hooters was closed and said, no, where am I going to get fried pickles? To which I responded, literally anywhere.
Yeah.
Well,
I would say this.
They kind of started the whole fried pickle thing, I feel.
Yeah. I just would say this. You, Rev, anybody younger than you guys, not a problem. I think when you get into your mid-50s and you look like you're an old guy, it's just not a good mix to walk into a Hooters. It just isn't. I feel like, you know, like you said, there's B-dubs. There's so many places I could go get chow. Why is old guy McGee walking into Hooters?
Where's an old man supposed to go to see some sweet hoots?
See, that's the problem, babe. That's what they're thinking I'm going there to do. See, I don't need anybody looking
they're
at me like
they're called Hooters. Of course they know you're going there to see some sweet hoots.
But everybody, it's not a time for old men to like to see sweet hoots in a young girl.
As long as they tip
it's
well.
It's not the time. You know, if this were like, you know, the 1800s, I'd be the man in the 1800s. All the young women would be flocking towards me because they know I got some cash and I know how to make a living.
And you lived it. You know what the 1800s
was
like.
It was great, dude. Are you kidding me? We invented so much. I saw the car roll off the line. Come on.
Wasn't the youngest you're supposed to date is half your age plus 7?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So yeah, that's not in your 20s.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm done.
So what's that for BJ?
Oh, it's like 90.
I was going to say 88.
Yeah,
no,
88.
It's 36 and a half.
Ooh, 36 and a half. All right. Sweet. Look, I saw some 36 and a half year old women actually, maybe even older at
the
radio convention.
Half? Maybe they were 37.
Ooh, yeah. Right.
Either way, that works.
Nice. How old was the one that...
wow, Steve, honest to God.
Nice.
Seriously? Your head is in wrestling and in hotness today.
It always is.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right.
How old was the one that wanted a piece of Joe?
I got to think she's in only in her 20s. I mean, she looks like she's just in her 20s to me. No, you think she's older than that now, Vic?
I think she's in her early 30s.
Well, see, she's still out of my league. I got to go at 37 and a half.
36 and a half.
Yeah, 30, whatever the hell it is. I just moved it up. I just want a woman that will actually, I'll tell you, you know what? If a woman complains about any kind of pain that she's having in her body, that means she's my league. She's in that part of her life where she's getting some aches and pains. That's my kind of girl. Then I know, you know what, she doesn't mind if I got a little issue. We both sit down, we don't have to bother anything. We don't, no hikes, no running through anything, you know, what some of these young kids want to do. I don't need that.
So it says, BJ, you're old. I'm older than you and you sound lame. I don't want to date them, but they still look good.
I'm not saying they don't look good. Okay, see, that's
done in Steve's voice, by the way.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy women look at and go, you are a lech. Of course I think they look good. I just don't want people to think I'm a lech. I'm trying to be appropriate.
I mean, you can still appreciate the beauty. You don't have to be like, hey, sit on my lap if you want a better tip.
You walk into a Hooters, you know what that's about. It's not about the food. It's about the hot chicks, right?
Well, I mean, people keep going back. At some point, it's got to be, if the food sucks, people are going to stop going.
Oh, no, I never went for the food.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like my go-to, but if I went to a Hooters, the food was fine.
No, their food to me was always subpar compared to any place I could. I used to go for one reason. I used to go for two reasons, bitches and drinks. Okay, anyway.
Really?
I just did that.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Just call me Trey.
No.
Wow!
Damn, Rev.
Okay.
I don't know. Who's Trey?
Yeah, I don't
Trey
know.
Songs, the guy that sings Bitches and the Drinks.
Bitches and the Drinks?
Yeah, he only comes to the club for two reasons, Bitches and the Drinks. It's a great tune.
Trey Songs?
Trey Songs. Yeah, check it out. Sarah knows what I'm talking about.
Of course she does. Yeah. Who else got you turned on to it?
Well, that could be true.
It is a song.
It's a great song, though. It really is. It's like the guy goes, I only go to the club for two reasons. And, of course, he states them, and they're very much all about...
Yeah, those are some dirty lyrics.
Yeah, they are.
Well, I mean, in a very pure sense, I think he's right.
Exactly.
I mean, why else are you going to a club to meet ladies and have some beverages?
That's why I'm going to Hooters.
That'll be my name.
Ladies
of my song.
And the beverages.
Ladies and beverages.
That's the Hooters. You go there for a beer and babes.
New song by Steve Songs.
Yeah, ladies and beverages. Doesn't have quite the ring to it, but all right.
What?
All right. It is time to ask a big question and get this answer. What do Ryan Castle and a butt lift have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:53. On the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What's a Ryan Castle and a butt lift have in common?
You know it's fake. You like it anyway.
That's right.
You know it ain't real. Yeah, that don't matter.
It's all right.
That don't matter.
I don't care.
You like it.
I like it, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You put in the work.
Just twerk that thing.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Apple bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Someone says they're both popular in Brazil.
Yeah, they are.
Instagram models want them both.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. And they both make Steve happy.
You're welcome. Let's talk about Carla. She's from England. Hello. She's 37. She says she wants a butt lift because she says, I need it for my mental health, but she can't afford it. And she's trying to get the government to cover it, and they refuse because she wants to scam them into paying for an $8,500 nose job by faking depression. So they were like, we're done.
Wow.
How about she did trick them out to get that done, and now she wants a butt lift, trying to raise $7,200, you know, like on a crowdfunding site, and people are just like, yeah.
How's her ass look now, BJ?
Well, she's raised $14.50 so far, $14.50. So
maybe she doesn't need it so bad after all.
Yeah, she does, yeah. Ryan Castle, he's got a perfect backyard.
That's right.
It's perfect. And he's got a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
Jar Jar Binks.
No!
Is one of the most important characters in the last 25 years.
Ooh!
It says here, when Star Wars returned after 16 years, the movie's klutzy, floppy-eared sidekick quickly became a symbol of its flaws and a lightning rod for criticism. Now, we're saying important characters. You have to admit, when you say Jar Jar Binks, everybody knows who you're talking about.
It's a polarizing character.
Yeah. So, yeah, everybody knows who you're talking about. And I'm going to say this again. I'm going to embarrass Joe, but Joe loved Jar Jar back in the day.
No wonder why he can't get laid.
DJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy.
I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.